Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Amy Eddings, sitting in for Brian Lehrer. Honeybees are cranking up production all over the city. Some could be living right next door to you or on your roof. But did you know that beekeeping is illegal in New York City? Some of you might say, do we really need to keep honeybees in the city? Isn't that a country thing? Do we really want thousands of bees living among us? But beekeeping advocates argue honeybees are essential. They pollinate trees in our parks, help crops in our gardens, and produce hundreds of pounds of delicious honey. So why is it illegal to keep bees in New York City? Joining me now to talk about beekeeping and if it makes sense for New Yorkers are Marianne Fraser, Senior Extension Associate at the Department of Entomology at Penn State University, and Jackie Berger, Executive Director of Just Foods. Jackie in the studio, Marianne on the phone. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amy.
Jackie, I'll start with you. Fresh off of your stint on the New York Times answering questions about raising chickens in New York City, how many bees would you estimate are being kept in New York City right now? I know it's illegal, but I'm sure people are doing it. Any estimate of how vital a underground movement it is?
That's actually really hard to gauge because it is an underground movement, so all the beekeepers are kind of hiding in the shadows right now. There are some great organizations that are helping beekeepers to come together and get organized. There's a meetup group and the New York City Beekeepers Association, but right now to get an actual count on bees in the city would be pretty hard to gauge.
All right. Now, I'm going to be subversive here and say if you wanted to break the law and start a hive, how do you go about doing it?
Well, these two groups that I mentioned are offering training resources to people who are going outside the law to in order to keep bees in New York City, and they're doing us a great public service by doing that.
And that's because of this. There's been a shortage of honeybees, right, or a die-off. There's been die-offs.
Colony collapse disorder, which I'm sure that your other guest could speak to
Marianne
more,
Fraser. Mm-hmm.
In more detail. But, yeah, there's been a real, I mean, honeybees have been in peril all over the country, and so we really need bees in the city in order to keep the gardens pollinated and in order to increase urban food production in New York City, and they provide a great service in terms of environmental, economic, and public health.
Listeners, give us a call. Tell us what you think about beekeeping in New York City. Any active beekeepers out there, outlaw beekeepers, tell us why you do it. Anyone that objects to beekeeping, give us a call, 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. The health department sent us a statement about the downside of honeybees and why it's illegal here in New York City. They said, quote, the New York City Health Code currently prohibits beekeeping. Bees are venomous insects that can sting people and in some cases cause a severe allergic reaction. Marianne Fraser with the Department of Entomology at Penn State, would you agree?
Well, it is true that honeybees do are able to sting, and that there are some people, a very, very small percentage of the people in the country, I think less than 1%, have an allergy to the sting of insects like honeybees, hornets, and yellow jackets. But I think it's really important to keep in mind that even if beekeepers are not keeping bees, bees are present. We don't have control over all the bees. In other words, it's not like dogs or cats and that kind of thing. Honeybee colonies are wild. They exist in all kinds of structures or in anywhere you have trees. There are trees that sometimes have hollows in them, and honeybees will nest in those areas. Likewise, hornets, yellow jackets, wasps, they're part of nature. They're part of what surrounds us. And there's no controlling those things. I mean, if we find nests that are in public parks and so forth, we can, you know, if they're hornets, yellow jackets, or wasps, often we can control those by getting rid of them. Or if there's a wild honeybee nest that is in a place where people are in danger, they can be removed. But for the most part, these things exist all around us, and we have no control over. It's like a storm, for instance, the weather. It's Mother Nature.
Well,
it's part of.
Yeah, black bears exist in New Jersey, but nobody wants to start allowing people to keep black bears in their backyards. Isn't there something about?
I don't think anybody wants to keep black bears in their backyard.
Hey, you never know. You never know. But I guess the idea is proximity, right? It's one thing to take a risk walking out in Prospect Park that a bee may sting you. It's another thing when you know there's an active hive on your roof and the odds go up that you're going to encounter this venomous, stinging insect?
I have to disagree. If they're on people's roofs, I think the chance of people coming in contact with them is very minimal. If you have a small backyard, for instance, and your neighbor is right up against you in that yard, and you have flowering plants in your yard, or if your children are likely to wander over into that other person's backyard, I think then, yeah, you could argue that the chances of somebody coming in contact with the colony, and I should reiterate that, you know, an individual bee is not an issue. Those bees are out foraging on plants looking for, you know, nectar and pollen, and the chances of getting stung are very, very minimal. If somebody disturbs a colony, a honeybee colony, yeah, then there's a potential for a sting to occur. But if the bees are on a rooftop, what is the chance that people are going to come in contact with those bees? I think it's pretty unlikely.
Gabriel from Brooklyn has bees on his roof. Welcome to WNYC, Gabriel.
Hey. Yeah, actually, it's sort of more my roommate's project, but they're part of the meetup group. And we just got our first batch last Sunday, and we're getting a second hive next week. I guess I shouldn't say exactly where I am or anything.
stay in that undisclosed location, Gabriel.
Yeah.
So what prompted you to do this?
I think a lot of things. I think honey is really great. You know, it's really great having local honey. I think the concern with colony collapse disorder and recognizing that these are really important pollinators, and just a general, my housemates and I are all sort of interested in sustainability and agriculture, and we're thinking of getting chickens as well, actually. So it's just something that we're, you know, excited about. And, you know, also I think bees, they're wild, but also the bees that we raise are essentially domestic animals. They're kind of the sheep of the insect world, although, of course, sheep don't sting. But they've been bred over, you know, thousands of years to be relatively docile. So I think that maybe when people think of being stung, it's more often when they go near a hornet's nest or something. And honeybees really aren't like that. You can actually pet them when they're on a flower, and they'll pretty much ignore you.
Oh, my.
So I'm not worried about it at all. I mean, I've been up to the roof watching them. It's a lot of fun, and they really just go about their business.
Gabriel, thanks so much for that call, and his talk about wanting to start chickens, too, had Jackie nodding and smiling in approval. Marianne Fraser, I wanted to ask you about colony collapse. We heard so much about it last year, doomsday stories about the devastating impact of what a honeybee's demise would have on our agriculture. It seems to be less in the news. Problem solved, or what's going on?
I think it's more of an issue of, you know, a vacuum when it comes to the news, and what fills that vacuum in. And right now it's the economy that's filling that vacuum.
Yeah, there you go.
Colony collapse disorder is very real. It is continuing to happen. We're continuing to see beekeepers around the country have issues. I think I'd like to just sort of frame it slightly differently. What we have seen over many, many years is the decline of pollinators, and this is well documented by the National Academies of Science, that there has been an overall decline of pollinators in general, including honeybees, over the years. And this colony collapse disorder, if you will, is sort of the most recent manifestation of that. And we're just now getting the numbers from the overwintering losses, and it looks like the losses are going to be pretty similar to what they've been for the past 2 years, which is about a third of the honeybee population in the United States. So we remain concerned, and the problem has not been solved.
Jackie, when you're helping outlaws like Gabriel set up hives, do you give them any specific instructions about how to do it so that it doesn't create it doesn't affect the neighbors?
Well, at this moment, Just Food's mission is to increase access to fresh, healthy food in the community. So what we've been doing right now is we really want to help these beekeepers function within the law. So we've launched a major campaign to legalize beekeeping here in New York City.
And how's that going? I know Brooklyn Councilman David Yaskey has introduced a bill.
He's introduced a bill. So if people who are listening are supportive of this bill to legalize and lift the ban on beekeeping in New York City, we hope that they will come to our website, justfood.org, to sign a petition in order to and to support this effort, and also to write to Councilman Joel Rivera in the Bronx to encourage him to hold a public hearing on the bill, which would help us to get the process going to legalize beekeeping in New York City. The health department's code, it seems like it might be even a categorical error because, they're saying that it's under the category of wild animals.
Mm-hmm.
But as Gabriel was saying, these are domesticated animals. They've been developed by humans for years in order to do this you know, to serve this purpose. And so we're hoping that this is going to be a quick, easy process to make this legal so that we can help beekeepers in New York City to keep bees and manage their hives safely and responsibly.
I should mention beekeeping is legal in Atlanta, Chicago, Portland, Paris, San Francisco, Seattle, Toronto, and Vancouver. Marianne Fraser, very quickly, we talked about colony collapse. Do we need to introduce honeybees into New York City? Does nature need help?
Well, yeah, we've seen, you know, this tremendous decline of honeybee colonies and beekeepers in the past couple of years. And sure, honeybees are really an important part of the we need them for pollination of lots of different things, food crops as well as non-agricultural ecosystems.
So any help stepping in would
absolutely is really, really advantageous.
And we
for
need
sure.
to leave that there. Marianne Fraser, Senior Extension Associate at the Department of Entomology at Penn State University, and Jackie Berger, Executive Director of Just Food. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is WNYC. Coming up next, the Leonard Lopate Show. Stay with us.